Good morning.
8:14 a.m. Wednesday, September the 27th, 2017. It's nasty. It's another nasty morning out here. It's barely 50 degrees. Overcast, a little bit of drizzle, everything is soggy. I'm not terribly soggy, but everything else is. Putting my gloves back on. Because it's just that nasty. And they don't help very much. I'm not exactly sure why. Nose cold, ears cold, fingers cold. But I'm out, I'm walking, I'm doing it. I didn't do it yesterday. Yesterday was a troublesome day. Yesterday didn't work out very well. It's the temperature, the weather has gone very seasonal, very fast. We'll probably have some more 80, 90 degree days before the snow falls. We may have an 80 degree day after the snow falls. It's not unusual there. But we went from 80, 90 to 40, 50, like within a couple of days. And unfortunately, we had not upgraded the bedding to reflect the colder temperatures. So yesterday morning, I woke up shivering. And not, you know, having thrown my covers off and laying there shivering. I was bundled up in the covers we had, still shivering. And I felt miserable all day long. It was the middle of the afternoon before I finally felt like I was getting warm again. And unfortunately, late morning, we had to take the kid over to Fort Collins for a doctor's appointment that was supposed to be at 12 o'clock, which turned out to actually be at 1 o'clock, and which didn't actually start until 1:30. And we had just about enough time for us to get home, for her to change into her work clothes, and then take her to work, and then the grocery store, and then dinner. And yesterday was a mess. Yesterday was a mess. Today's Wednesday. Today's a new day. So I didn't get out yesterday. I'm out this morning. I got to try to do better about getting out. Because not only am I not walking in the morning, I've sort of let the treadmill go by. I need to stop that. I need to do the treadmill in the evening. I need to do at least a mile in the evening. And I need to set my timer. I just set my timer for 9 o'clock so that I can start working at 9 o'clock. I should have enough time to go home and fix some breakfast. A little dribble of rain here and now. I should really get home, get some breakfast. Get on with the morning. We had a nice talk, kid and I. about process and writing and the realization that there comes a point where cogitation doesn't cut it. And you have to actually put some words on the page and see how they unfold. And I'm at that point. I can't kid myself anymore, I don't think. Not that I was. That's the thing. My therapist and I talked about this on Monday. I said, my process is my process. And as it's, as I've gone along, I'm working on book number 14, it becomes more and more difficult to write the story that I want to write. I have an idea about how I want the story to be. And getting it to that point is more and more problematic. And now it's raining pretty well. I've got it pretty well, pretty good. I've got to put this in my pocket. Feels like it won't shut off. Ah. Yep, rain. Don't complain, walk in the rain. Actually, it's don't complain, camp in the rain. But it's a kind of curl-up day. I don't think I need to go to the grocery store today. That would be a bonus. I don't think I need to do anything really. Except hang out, write. I think I've got enough leftovers for dinner. I might have to throw an extra can of beans in the chili, but we'll see. Pine trees. I think the moisture in the air brings out the aromas. Spruce. Big old spruce. Beautiful. Yeah, I've hyperventilated. Yeah, okay. This is an oatmeal day. Make a quiche. Have some broccoli. Cheese, ham. I got all the things I need. Onion. Make a quiche. It'll take an hour for it to cook, but... Now, if I was going to do that, I needed to do that this morning. I needed to do that when I got up at 5 o'clock. Maybe I'll make a quiche for dinner. Oh, that would be good. I say quiche, but what I'm really making is Bisquick Impossible Pie. If you're not familiar with this, it's about as easy as it gets, and creates a dish that is quite delicious, and over which I have ultimate control in terms of what I'm going to bake in my pie. So a little ham, some broccoli, some cheese, some onion. I'll hold off on the peppers. But a quarter cup of, it's a half cup of Bisquick. It's a half cup of milk and four eggs. Whisk that all together and fill the pie plate up with whatever you want to be in your pie, and then pour the egg milk mixture over the top and bake it at 350 for, it's about 50 minutes, depends. Get ready, sit with me on the post. And it turns out to be a relatively respectable quiche. Without all the mess of having to cut shortening into flour, and salt and water, and rolling it out, and all the rest of that. Hauling a travel trailer. It's just a small trailer, but it's very... looks cozy. Well, it's really raining now. I'm glad it came out. I'm still cold. I'm glad it came out. It's the fake it till you make it. We had to talk about depression, speaking to my therapist, as I was earlier. We had to talk about whether or not I'm currently depressed. And part of me says, maybe. But another part of me says, no, you know, I'm not really feeling that. I'm feeling frustrated by the lack of writing, which I can remedy pretty easily if I can just turn off Minecraft in space. Which should be relatively, it should be easier these days. I've got the game to where I'm comfortable in it. I've got a base started that's generating income for me, so I can buy what I need. And the technology to make what I really want, because like Minecrafters, you can only do so much with what you find around you. And so beyond that, you have to learn how to make things, do things, create things, build things. And for a long time, I was playing with building ships, and building ships was fun, but building ships uses up resources, costs cash. Credits. That's one of the interesting questions about the Golden Age, about toehold space. It's like, why aren't there more people out there working toehold space if there's that much money to be made? And the answer is, there's not really that much money to be made. They've had a run of good luck. They've had a run of good fortune. But the question of why aren't there more traders trading there? And the answer is, well, there are a lot more than it looks like. Thinking back to Ishmael's introduction to Mel's place. And the number of ships that were there, the fact that they were shunted off to a docking gallery that was sort of quarantine, but that there were hundreds of ships in that system. And all of the ships, all of the bigger systems, all of the hub systems, have huge numbers of ships flying around in them. We don't see it very much in from Natalia's perspective, because Natalia's in a different class of ship. She's not paying that much attention to big freight, and she's having a hard time making it go because she doesn't have a lot of cargo space. Again, it's a case of absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Just because you're not seeing it in the story doesn't mean it's not there. And just because you've seen part of the elephant doesn't mean that it's shaped like a snake. Ishmael's in the right place at the right time, with the right crew. And he owes a lot of his success in the early days of operating in the toehold space to Pip. Pip is well known in these parts, as has been evidenced in his interactions with stations. I'm hearing a strange crackling sound, but it may be the rain falling on my shoulders. It's raining pretty good now. It's not a heavy rain, it's a light rain, but still a little more than the drizzle. Well, a little more than the sprinkle. I suppose this is much more accurately described as drizzle. Drizzly, drizzly. Oh, I've got to drive back to Fort Collins this afternoon. Pain. Kid has to go back to the orthodontist and get the new set of trays. And of course, they can't give her the trays here at the office. It's a quarter of a mile down the street. We have to drive 45 minutes to another city to pick up the trays. Exactly understand this. The good news is we're not going to get charged any more for him. The bad news is I get to drive an hour and a half for what is probably going to be a 20-minute appointment. So 2 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock. I'll get home in time to fix supper. Definitely raining. But I got out, I got the walk in, and now I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.